Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is getting ready to announce his plan to begin reopening the state. DeSantis said yesterday, phase one of the reopening is not a very big leap. Meanwhile, President Trump says the federal government will not extend its social distancing guidelines when they expire tomorrow. Trump told reporters in the Oval Office that the coronavirus guidelines will be fading out because of work that governors are doing in their states. Vice President Mike Pence said the guidelines issued 45 days ago have been incorporated into guidance provided to the states on how they can begin the process of gradually reopening their economies. Local governments are paying attention to what the governor will say today. Hillsborough County Commissioner Kimberly Overman says testing needs to increase before we know how many people have actually contracted COVID-19.
Well, clearly based on Monday's report from Dr. Lockwood at USF Health, as well as Dr. Holt from our Florida Department of Health. He actually is our state health department. Both indicated that we need to ramp up testing per day. Right now, we're looking at 500 to 600 tests a day. At a minimum, we need to do 2,250 a day. Having the supplies to do that, however, is a little challenging. And so we are ramping up getting as many supplies as possible and ramping up, opening up additional sites, the three additional sites we opened last week. Advent opened up their own site in up near Busch Gardens to be able to help with increasing that number of testing. So we currently, I think, have the capacity to do about 4,000 a day, but we need people to actually get tested. So when they need free testing, going through the county really makes it easy. So especially with our mobile for those that don't have cars. So we're going to get there, but we're not there yet because 1%, you know, results or testing is not reflective of the 1.4 million people here. And if that were true, if we could say, well, we've tested 1%, we've only had 6% actually show up positive. If we extrapolate that across the population here, that means 86,000 people are actually ill. And we don't have any way of verifying that. So the testing becomes really important.
Overman serves on the county's emergency policy group, which has set countywide guidelines during the coronavirus emergency. They meet again tomorrow.
More than likely, we'll follow the governor's lead. Our executive orders are pretty much in sync with what the governor has put into place after we put ours into place as far as our stay-at-home or safe-at-home ordinance. We had to make a few minor modifications in order to adjust to the governor's order. But they are, and I think I've heard that the governor is sensitive to local needs. That was why I was really pleased to see him come to Tampa yesterday to kind of get a feel for, given how large our county is and the fact that we're number four in the state when it comes to exposure and cases positive, that he wanted to find out how ready we were for any of the decisions that he makes going forward.
That's Hillsborough County Commissioner Kimberly Overman. We'll hear from another local official, St. Petersburg City Council member Robert Blackman, on the WMNF News headlines at 5:30. The Hillsborough County Health Department says one more Hillsborough County resident who tested positive for COVID-19 has died. This brings the number of deaths in the county to 23. Florida has more than 33,000 positive cases of coronavirus and more than 1,200 deaths, though there are likely more since the state made medical examiners stop releasing coronavirus death data. The Tampa Bay Times reports that Mayor Jane Castor says parks and beaches in Tampa will stay closed for now. The coronavirus is sending the U.S. economy into the fastest collapse since the Great Depression, with output reported shrinking at an alarming rate. U.S. officials estimate the gross domestic product shrank at an annual rate of 4.8% in the quarter from January to March. Tampa police say late last night their officers shot and killed a person who shot at them after a traffic stop in the 3400 block of East Palafox Street. Police say they stopped a man because he was suspected to have been involved in a shooting last month in Grant Park. Officers were not injured. The Tampa Bay Times CEO and chair, Paul Tash, says in a letter that for only the fourth time in 56 years, this newspaper is getting a new editor of editorials, Graham Brink. Tash goes on, Tim Nickens, who is leaving his own record of accomplishment at the Times, will retire at the end of May, so Graham has a month to get a running start. Well, here's the weather in the Tampa Bay area. It'll be wet. Tonight, breezy with thunderstorms developing later and overnight lows in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, breezy with thunderstorms mostly in the morning. Some of them will be severe. High temperatures will only be in the mid-70s tomorrow. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app.